Welcome to Calibrate Conversations, a podcast about embracing God's standard for sexuality. I'm your host, Brady Cohn. So welcome to June, Pride Month, just what we look forward to every year, right? Well, seriously, I want to take a little bit of time, just break down how, as Christians, we should respond, what's going on in our culture, because I think that we all feel frustrated when the month of June rolls around and we have to know how to navigate it. I think it's interesting this year that it seems like Pride Month has lost a lot of steam. Some of that is what's going on politically. All of a sudden, being the kind of woke type crowd is not as cool, and corporations are getting a lot of pushback. And so I think that there seriously is a lot less going on with Pride Month this month. And that's, you know, obviously a good thing, and that's fine. But I want to talk a little bit about more the spiritual side of it than the cultural political side. One thing I've seen with the political side of, you know, our culture last few months is there's been a lot of people fighting back against policies that harm people, especially when it comes to like transgenderism. I keep warning people that it's great to have some political wins. It's great to have policies that protect, especially kids, but that doesn't necessarily change people's hearts. And so we need to be equipped to walk alongside people, to minister to individuals, and apply the gospel to individual lives. So how do I respond to Pride Month when I see, you know, all this happening? There's events happening, all these corporations putting out commercials, changing their logo, and all this. I really do nothing. I just ignore it.
Ignore it?
It doesn't bother me. Pagan's gonna pagan, right? And so I would much rather just focus on loving my neighbor and sharing the gospel with people that God gives me the opportunity to share the gospel with. And I think that's just the best, most fruitful response. Really, the Pride Month events is such an outward expression of where people's hearts are individually and how darkened their hearts are. And so I want to minister to those individuals. So I don't think that we need a big official response to what is going on with Pride Month. Secondly is this, I want to make sure that we live out Ephesians 4:29. And I've said this verse over and over again on my podcast. Make sure that everything you say gives grace to those who hear it and is fit for the occasion, me paraphrasing. And so we have to make sure that how we talk about these issues gives grace to those who hear. As we talk about these issues and we respond and we talk about current events and what's happening, is it giving grace to those who are in earshot? If we're talking about, let's say, Pride Month around the kitchen table, and there's someone sitting there who might be struggling with sin issues, are we talking about it in a way that lets them know that God loves them, that there is grace? And so I think that when we see these events, we need to respond with an attitude of mourning, of humility, of caring about people. We should mourn that people are so hard-hearted and deceived that they're publicly celebrating their sin. That should lead us to our knees and praying for them and loving them, serving them, and looking for opportunities to share the gospel. I think when I talk about Ephesians 4:29 a lot, what I refer to a lot is social media. I think that's an easy place to just be a keyboard warrior and to talk about these events in a way that is not healthy. One of the ways I see that, and I know that this comes from probably a very good heart for many people, but just how they're responding to news articles, and I have to check myself there too. I can be kind of the keyboard warrior, make snarky responses. Many times I see Christians sharing memes online of like reclaiming the rainbow as a response to Pride Month. And again, I'm sure some of that comes from a great heart, but sometimes I see that coming from a lot of our own pride and arrogance. And then I don't see that as being fruitful. I know so many people who have left homosexuality, and yet I've never heard a single testimony that went along the lines of, oh, I was gay and I was proud of my sin and I was celebrating my sin. But then someone shared a meme on Facebook that said they were reclaiming the rainbow for the Noahic covenant. So I knew I had to repent of my sin, and I fell to my knees in repentance towards Jesus because someone shared this meme about reclaiming the rainbow. No, I've never heard that story, but I have heard many, many stories and sat down with dozens of people who hearts were hardened by the way that their friends, family, acquaintances were communicating about these issues, especially on social media. And so I think you have to ask, like, what is this accomplishing? Is that going to actually lead anyone to repentance in Christ? And most of the time, I think the answer would probably be no. And so if you have someone in your life who's gay, transgender, get to know them, invite them to coffee, try to understand what's going on in their heart spiritually, and proclaim the good news of the gospel. And I think they'll go much further than, you know, sharing a meme to reclaim the rainbow. Third, I'd like to say this. The opposite of pride is not our own pride. It is humility. So many times we get so frustrated with what feels like these people just shoving their sin in our faces. And so we want to shove things back in their faces, right? But that is our own pride. And James 4:6 says, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud and shows favor to the humble. Our response to pride should be humility. It should be humility knowing that I am just a wretched sinner myself, that without Jesus, I am nothing. There's nothing good in me but Christ. And that should cause us to love lost people, to love broken people, to love people whose hearts have gone astray, because we know that we can be just as deceived, that it is nothing but God's grace. God gives more grace. And when I see God talk throughout the Bible about pride, like, gosh, if we read those verses and just think of those people who are meeting at a park to celebrate their sin and depravity and don't think about ourselves, I think that's probably an example of our own pride. Isaiah 2:12 says, the Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty, for all that is exhausted, and they will be humbled, right? So God will humble them. And God will humble us when needed. And let's be part of the redemption in their lives when they're humbled. And let's make sure that we're on the right side of that, that we're on the right side of humility versus pride, that we're living our lives out of a posture of pride. We're interacting, we're loving people, we're interacting with our culture, we're navigating this from a source of humility, knowing that God gives more grace. And that grace is what's changed my own life and is what changed your life. All right, so let's navigate this month with humility, with grace, with a perseverance of nothing can shake us. And let's be on our knees praying for people, praying for opportunities, praying for God's grace to humble them, and praying that when they're humbled, instead of responding with anger, bitterness, they would find God's grace. Let's be a conduit of that. Let's pray for it. Let's look for opportunities. Let's love our Savior so much that we just can't help but share the love that he has with other people. With that said, I would like to just close us in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you for my life and the grace that you've given me. I pray for all of our listeners that they would be humbled, that they would navigate Pride Month with a posture of caring about your people, about your creation. I pray that we wouldn't be haughty and prideful in our own ways, but that we would be full of gentleness and humility and look for opportunities to share the grace you have. I pray for listeners who are maybe living in sin, maybe they're LGBTQ, maybe they have been deceived, maybe they're confused about their gender or sexuality. I pray that they would examine who you are and understand that you love them. I pray that you do a remarkable work in their life. I pray that they would understand that following you means surrender of everything, but that surrender is worth it. I pray that they understand that you can offer them life in ways that our culture never could. Pray these things in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on Calibrate Conversations. Make sure you check out calibrateministries.com for more resources. If you're in a position to support the ministry, we really appreciate that. We appreciate your prayers. It's a cultural war zone out there, but the Lord's doing great work, and we're thankful for you to be a part of it. Thank you.